Shalom, this is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brimm classic, one that was made years ago. In my ministry, I trust it'll bless you.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Who wears fine linen, white and clean? The bride, the righteous saints. Hallelujah. And notice they're behind him on their horses. He's coming. He's going back down to earth. He's on this white horse. His nostrils, that angel horse, his nostrils are flared, and Jesus' eyes are full of fire, and behind him are all the armies. Now, you should have known Sister Wilkerson. One night, February 1980-something early, there was a prayer seminar going on at Rhema. And it got over in the spirit. And they would pray and pray and pray hours. One night, Brother Hagin, Sister Wilkerson told me it happened to her like this. She said she felt a tap on her shoulder. It was Mrs. Hagin. Mrs. Hagin said, "He wants you to tell what you're seeing." She came up to the front and began to tell what she's seeing. And she said, "Billy, I saw him." She told me later, we talked about it as well as she told the group that night. She didn't tell them it was Jesus. She told him she saw a rider on a white horse, but she said to me it was Jesus. And he rode through the north side of that building, and he rode that steed up and down the aisles. And she said, "Sir, what are you doing?" As Brother Hagin called her up to tell what she saw, and she said, "Sir, what are you doing?" And he said, "I am inspecting the troops." And he rode up to Brother Hagin, and he had a scroll. And he took that scroll and he tapped Brother Hagin with it. And it went into his spirit. And she said, "This, sir," this is what Jesus said, "These, sir, are your orders until that day. You will fulfill them. No demon can stop you. Satan himself cannot stop you. No man can stop you, and your own weaknesses cannot stop you. And I've always known Brother Hagin will fulfill what he's called to do, which is a special place." Sister Wilkerson said the Lord told her on another occasion, "You think you have personalized things on earth, monogram shirts and towels." And he laughed. Nothing is more personalized than heaven. Your place there is personalized for you. Your horse, he said. Every one of you have a white horse. And it is personalized for each of you. He said, "No one can mount your steed but you." He told her, and if you knew her, you'd know it was so. He said, "Yours is a spirited one." He told her that our horses are paced according to our earth walk. And that if we follow Jesus closely in our earth walk, when he returns on that white horse with the armies of heaven behind him who've been to the marriage supper and now are coming with him, you will be following him closely. But if you follow him afar off in your earth walk, your horse will be near the rear. There's rank in resurrection, the Bible teaches. Bless the Lord. We've got a little more time now to quicken the pace of our horses. I'm telling you, redeem the time, folks. Every moment we have left is so precious. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Remember the nations. They're down there. They have encircled Jerusalem. Read Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14. Right now they're fighting over it. Right now they're voting in the UN. We're getting close. the final accord, which is supposed to be settled by May 1999, May 4th, is who gets Jerusalem? You're going to see a hot year coming up here. And the Antichrist is still trying for Jerusalem. And during that seven-year period of tribulation, when we've been at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the Antichrist will be down there and he will circle Jerusalem. It says in Zechariah chapter 14, but it says, the Lord shall come forth and do battle for them and put his feet on the Mount of Olives. And we see this same picture right here in Revelation 9. It says, out of his mouth shall go a sharp sword that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God. That's judgment. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. He sees the beast. He sees the kings of the earth gathered to make war against him. He sees it, but he puts an end to it. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. And the devil ends in a pit for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. This is our real future coming up soon. Now, some people say, we can't be the bride because the Bible says the city is the bride. Now, let's look at that a minute in the Word. Revelation 21, 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Now, one thing that would make you say that that city can't be us because it's the city is that you don't understand Hebraisms. When you say, let me just, you know this for sure, when I say Israel, what do I mean? The Bible gives two things that Israel is, the land and the people. The Bible speaks of Eretz Israel, the land, Am Israel, the people. The biblical, godly way of doing this is you never take a people away from its place. You can't take Israel, the people, out of the land of Israel. You can't separate them. They go together. When Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I have wept for you as a hen over her chickens, he's not just talking about the buildings. He's talking about the people. In the Hebrew way of things, in the Jewish way of things, and all the roots are Jewish. Even of the Greek New Testament, the roots are Jewish. And the thinking is Hebraic. And the picture is that Jerusalem that Jesus wept over was the people and the buildings. It says of John the Baptist, all Jerusalem went out to hear him. It doesn't mean the buildings got up and walked out there to hear John the Baptist. The people who lived in Jerusalem, Jerusalemites and the people in the city, they go one, the place. God said, Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. I would like to preach to you on place. It's such an amazing word in the Bible. It means so much. There is a place for us, and the place for us is heavenly Jerusalem from which we were born. Heavenly Jerusalem will come out of the sky, out of the heavens, and hang over earthly Jerusalem. The Bible says it will be a chuppah. The glory of that city will be a chuppah which covers the earthly Jerusalem. It is the cover of that place, and we are citizens of the Jerusalem which is above, where our names are enrolled. Hallelujah. Now, which scripture do I want to go to next? Bless the Lord. I want to go to Hebrews. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. This is not what I was going to preach tonight. God wants me to preach it, though, because I have to get obedient to him. And you're the guinea pigs. Bless the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter. But let's back up a little bit to verse 37 of chapter 10. For yet a little while, let's go to verse 34. You had compassion of me and my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Verse 37, for yet a little while, he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just live by faith. Verse 11, chapter 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it gives all the faith people. And it gives the great father of our faith, Abraham, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That was their confession. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country. That is an heavenly. God said Abraham was looking for a heavenly city. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. That place that is prepared for you is a heavenly city. The heavenly Jerusalem is the home being prepared for the Ecclesia, which will come down out of the heavens, a gateway. Earthly Jerusalem will be a gateway to it. It'll be a satellite city. And there will be interplanetary action and activity that goes all over the great universes. But right now, tonight, I am a citizen of that heavenly city. Bless the Lord. Now, go to chapter 12. Bless the Lord, or is it 13? It's 13. Chapter 13. Chapter 12. Don't have time to preach it. I was going to kind of preach this tonight in the way of prayer. But it says in chapter 12, it's talking about this city. Talking about where we do business. It's talking about where we have our audience with God. It says in chapter 12, you are not come to the earthly Mount Sinai, which can be touched, but you are come, verse 22, right now unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. That's where we go in our prayers. That's where we go in our dealings with God. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven. To God, the judge of all. To the spirits of just men made perfect. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. To the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse him not. Bless the Lord. He speaks of a great shaking. And then he says in chapter 13 and verse 14, here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. The church, the ecclesia, has prepared for her a city. We are citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. Right now I'm traveling tomorrow on a United States or the next day on a U.S. passport, but I am really a citizen of heaven. I am an alien from another planet. Even my body's being changed to look like it. Glory be to God. Every sign in this earth that I see, if I preach about the Jews, if I preach about something else, I'm seeing that it's closer and closer and closer to that day that I'm going to hear him say, come up hither. And my body is going to be glorified in the twinkling of an eye.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.